unveil, if you got your Bibles, the sword of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is sword. We need that in this day and hour.
Yeah.
Amen. You got that precious word of God. I want you to open it up and go to 2 Samuel 3:1. 2 Samuel 3:1. I want to deal this morning, and my heart is heavy. It is really heavy, Brother Jason. My heart is stirred within me. I want to title this lesson, this message this morning, Stronger or Weaker? Stronger or weaker?
Come on.
We cannot remain in middle ground.
Yes.
Because when you're idle and you're not pressing, the enemy can easily push you back. He can push you off your feet.
Come on.
I don't want to get weaker. I want to get stronger.
Yes.
2 Samuel 3:1. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger. Notice the wording. He's getting stronger and stronger through every trial. Come on now.
Yeah.
But the house of Saul, weaker and weaker.
Come on.
As we approach the coming of our Lord in the last moments of time, I want to ask you, are you getting stronger?
Yeah.
Or are you getting weaker?
Yeah.
Is the desire in your heart increasing, or is it decreasing? Are our souls gaining or waning? Are we still on the upward climb? Yeah. Can you say, Lord, don't let my faith and my desire diminish? I don't want my love to grow cold. I don't want my love to grow dim. I don't want the holy flame to go out now. Dear Jesus, please increase us and to help us grow stronger and stronger. Isaiah 29:19, the Bible said the meek shall increase their joy in the Lord. How do I do it, preacher? Run to Jesus and draw nigh unto God and pray more and read your Bible more and more. Make the Lord everything and your all and your all in your life. He has to be number one. You have to give him your whole heart. He has to be the Lord of your life. Oh God, don't let me lose that desire that you gave me a long time ago when you started me on my way at an altar of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus, save me. And I got a vision of heaven, and over 46 years later I'm still on the upward climb, and I'm still pressing for the mark, for the prize of the high calling, God.
Amen.
Holy Lord, stay with me a little while. I've got a message for everybody under the sound of my voice. Listen to Job, the old patriarch. He was called a prophet. Job, the suffering man. Job 17:9. These words came out of Job's mouth. He didn't realize that it was a prophecy. Listen now. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger. Notice the wording, and stronger. You get stronger as you go. We ain't supposed to get weaker. Come on, I know this world's full of plagues and disasters and calamities and bad news everywhere. But we ought, the church ought, to be getting stronger and stronger. We need to be growing closer and closer, not away from the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an increase here.
Come on.
We should be getting stronger in our hearts, not weaker.
Come on.
Proverbs 4:18, the wise man Solomon picked it up. The Holy Ghost through him said, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more, notice the wording, and more, unto the perfect day.
Yes.
As you keep walking and staying on this path, listen, the farther that you walk it on your way to heaven, and as you are nearing the end, the brighter and the brighter it'll shine. Hallelujah. I can tell you this, Lord of honest, with all of my heart, ever since this has been going on, I have felt a quickening down in my heart, a stirring in my soul. We don't have much longer here, Brother Jason. The Lord is getting ready to come, and no use now to get our eyes off on God and let the light grow dim and let the flame go out. I refuse. Hallelujah. I believe I'll hold on. My Jesus, let it grow closer, Lord, and brighter to me. Ooh, stay with me a little while. Ooh. Our heart rate ought to be picking up on this good way to heaven. Don't let your feet slow down now. You're running in a race. Jesus, when he saved you, put ago ye and you a long time ago. You know where you've been, and you know where you are now, and you know what God put in the soul a long time ago, that stirring. Have you got it this morning? And you still got the call of God? Do you still feel that upward draw? Do you still feel it stirring? Have you lost the vision? I ain't lost the vision this morning. No, sir. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be dismayed. God is bigger than this. And God is bigger than the calamities. He's bigger than disease. He's bigger than the devil. Raise your hand and praise him. Raise your hand and praise him. My God sits high. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo.
Come on.
Don't slow down, child of God. It's time for you to run. You better run. If you slipped and you fell back any, if you fell back an inch, it's too far. You better run back to the cross. I'm telling some people, you better run back to the cross and get the good feeling back in you.
Yes. Right. Amen.
We're almost home.
Yes.
The city of mansions is almost in view.
Almost.
Why would I get discouraged and give up now? If we slowed up in any way, it's time to pick up the pace. It was the Shulamite woman in the Song of Solomon. She cried out to her beloved bridegroom, draw me. Draw me, and I will run after thee. Draw me, Lord. Draw me.
Yeah.
Call me. Call me closer. Draw me nearer. If I could just hear your voice, call me. Call me, Jesus. And I'll run. I'll run. If I could just hear that voice. Jesus is saying, come. Draw near to me. Run. The Shulamite said, the woman said, I'll run after thee. I want to be near thee, O Lord. The church ought to be crying out to her Lord right now. Draw me, God.
Draw us, Lord.
Draw me closer. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Don't let your eyes... Well, don't let your eyes get off of God now.
No.
Right.
Don't let it get off of the calling.
Come on.
Don't let it get off of the desire, the cross in heaven. Come on. Don't get your eyes on the trouble.
Right.
Get your eyes back on Jesus.
Right.
Refocus. Raise your little hand. Say, God, I need to be refocused. I'm a focusing, Lord, on the wrong thing. Fears is coming because of it. Doubts is coming because of it. The devil paints a negative picture. He paints it black. Oh, Lord, come on, come on. It'll never be like it was. The devil's just saying, oh, but God will have the last say. Victory comes out of trouble.
Yes.
It was a long war, a war between the house of Saul and the house of David.
Yeah.
The house of David was growing stronger, waxing stronger and stronger. But the house of Saul was getting weaker and weaker. I've never heard this preached, Brother Jason. I've never read it. Never, ever, ever. And God opened it up. Here in this story, you have two houses, two families, two men that were leaders. You had Saul and you had David. It is sadly a picture that portrays our church world. We see parallels through our Bible where God makes a clear distinction between those people and their families who are totally sold out and wholly following the Lord, and the other class of people who profess but they do not possess. They're not committed. Two families, two households, two leaders. Which one will you follow? God wants us to know this morning, we will all fit in one of these two categories.
Yeah.
We will be in the family of Saul, of a Saul church. I want to typify a Saul church this morning and a David church this morning. Which one are you connected to? Which family are you connected to? Hallelujah. I'd rather be in a David church with you. Saul was once the king of Israel. He knew the power of God, and the anointing would come upon him. He would prophesy along with the prophets, and the Spirit of the Lord would speak to him, and God would use Saul and bless him. When he was first called and first humble, the Lord blessed him. He led the people. He went out and fought battles and won them. But underscore it, highlight, but he became self-willed. His selfish desires became stronger than his love and dedication to God. Saul got his eyes on the people. He wanted to please them, and he lost the fear of God. When God said unto Saul, "Wait on me, Saul, don't you do anything until I tell you. You wait till I show up." But Saul rushed ahead and he did things his way. He got out of the will of God. I want you to know it is easy in this hour to get out of the will of God, because I people, but I refuse to let this world stand before me and between me and my calling and me and God and me and the vision. I want to be in a David church. I want to grow stronger and stronger. I desire the anointing. I desire that holy oil, the oil of His Spirit. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Yes.
So Saul became selfish. Just wanted to do things his way.
Yeah.
And not God's fully. But he wanted to proclaim that he was still in the Lord's will. Come on now, you're going to have to fully follow the Lord and be in His will.
Yeah.
He did not wait for the man of God, the prophet, to come and offer up a blood sacrifice. But Saul went ahead and he did it on his own without the Lord.
Right.
So what Saul's saying to Saul church, I'll sacrifice my own way. I'll worship and serve the Lord my way, the way that I see it, the way I feel it.
Yeah.
Saul began to lose. He began to lose the fear of God, and he grew weaker.
Yes.
And weaker. You don't realize it, Saul, but you're getting close to crossing the line of no return. When God rejects a man, listen to me, there's a line in everybody's path. You better make sure you're in the will of God. Don't go across the guidelines of God's word.
Right.
Woo. Saul don't realize it, but the Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to depart and leave him. God spoke to Saul and said, Saul, I want you to destroy your enemies and utterly destroy them and spare not. Get rid of it all. But Saul spared the wicked King Agag and his enemies. Yeah. Hallelujah. And took their goods. Saul took their goods and their spoils for himself to enjoy. The man Saul typifies a false church that loves the pleasures and the things of this world. They like and love the accolades of the people, but their heart is far from the Lord. They have no fear of God. They wait not for the Lord's counsel. They understand not and having a spiritual mind and how to live a sanctified life and to please the Lord. I want to be in a David church. I don't want to do things on my own. I don't want to get out of the will of God. I don't want to be in a form and a fashion. Hey, there's a reality in God. I don't want a false way. I don't want the world's way and a worldly church's way. But I want a good holiness way. Raise your little hand out there and say, there's victory in holiness. There's victory and power in serving God in righteousness and coming out of the world and being separate. I want in a David church. I want to offer up sacrifices unto the Lord that'll please Him.
Amen. Thank God.
Oh Saul. A man wants to humble and obedient to God. Saul.
Yep.
You slipped.
Yes.
Saul. You know what it was like to feel the power of God. It shook his opponent. You felt it right down in your very soul. It uttered right through your lips and prophesied. You know, so you have no excuse whatsoever. You know the real genuine. Hey, Saul, you've slipped over time and you've grown weaker and weaker. Listen, if anybody's listening to me and you're growing weaker, you know where you stand with God. You know exactly. You know exactly. And if you've weakened any at all, you can get weaker and you can get weaker until you lose everything.
Yes.
Slip your hand up and say, God, I don't want to lose one inch. God, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose the anointing, Lord. I don't want to lose the vision, God. Please, please, Lord. So he grew weaker and weaker. Listen, until the Holy Ghost has departed from him because of his disobedience.
Yes.
Saul, you did not fully follow me.
Oh God.
God spoke to the backsliding, slidden king. Saul, obedience is better than any sacrifice that you could ever offer me. You could offer me a lot of things and a lot of works and this and that. You could offer me your religious service, but you could still be out of my will.
Yeah.
But if you don't obey me, Saul, it's all in vain. You must obey my words, Saul. But this poor man failed and would not give God his all. The Lord spoke to the prophet Samuel, I have rejected Saul and sought me a man after mine own heart. And I found David. I found David.
Come on.
I found David. I'm glad God found me.
Yes.
I'm speaking, Brother Tom, to you, my wife, everybody in this congregation. The Lord came a-looking.
Yeah.
The Lord came a-calling. The Lord came a-drawing. And I'll never forget the draw. I never could escape the sound of that call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord went a-looking. And the Lord found David. Can you say, I want the Lord to find me a man after his own heart?
Yes.
Woo! Come on.
Found David, a true shepherd in heart for the sheep. God said, I will make him king now in Saul's place. Saul failed. He wouldn't fully obey. God is a saying, I will have me a David church that will worship me in spirit and in truth. My heart's heavy. I got bad news for everybody this morning. I do. I really do. For a lot of people, I got bad news. I got bad news for the Saul type of church.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is even now leaving many churches and lifting from their ministers and singers. And God is visiting the David churches.
Come on.
Did you hear what I just said?
Come on, man. Yeah.
You got a church that's within a church. You've got a professing church as a whole. But you got a select few, a church within the church that's called the Davidic church that loves to worship and walk close to God. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Yeah.
The Lord is blessing. And the Holy Ghost is moving. The Saul church is getting weaker and weaker. The Saul church goes for the spoils of people's money and their tithes and their offerings and for the eyes of others to be upon them in their worldly entertainments and pleasures they enjoy. Pray, children. Be sincere with all of your heart and ask God for the genuine and the true.
Yes.
Go for the truth of the Word of God. Go where God's presence is. Hallelujah. Go where you can feel the Holy Ghost moving. I tell you this morning, we only got a few, select few here because of all of this pandemic. I told my pastor this morning, I said, I've never failed to feel God one day. Hallelujah. When all of this was going on, Mary and I have been here in every service. And I can tell you that anointing is just as real and just as sweet. And His presence is just as good as before it all happened. I'm going to ask somebody out there, are you getting weaker? Have you lost your desire? Are you getting weaker and weaker? Or do you belong to the David church? Hallelujah. You're waxing stronger and stronger in the power of God.
Come on. Yes. Come on. Yes. Amen.
We're living in a time when only the true shall stand and endure.
Right.
Now, whether you all realize this or not, I've been in it a lot longer than a lot of people. We're living in a sifting time.
Right.
Yes.
And God, Brother Jason, is making up His number for those that won't back down.
Right.
And those that will keep a desire.
Right.
And keep a vision. And keep right on a pressing.
Yep.
And a working for God. Raise your hand and worship Him. The lukewarm, worldly-minded Saul church is going to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
I don't care how they shout. I don't care how much emotion they have.
Come on, man.
Again, our key verse, 2 Samuel 3. The house of David waxed stronger and stronger, but the house of Saul weaker and weaker. You can go into a lot of churches. They have no truth to offer you. They got emotion, but it ain't in emotion. And they can dance and they can sway. Hallelujah, coming out of the world and adding Jesus to their life. And there's no real true change down in their heart. Anybody can say, I believe in God, and write my name down on your church ledger, and they can join your church. But if they ain't got a born again experience of the Holy Ghost and of the Spirit of God, don't live in them. And I want you to know, if the Holy Ghost comes in you, He is holy. And there's a separation between a David church and a Saul church. The Saul church is of the world, but a David church is of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You might say, what is a David church in these last days, preacher? Right here it is. David was a man after God's own heart. God said with His own mouth, David my little shepherd boy, my king that I have anointed and called from the sheepfold out in the fields. David is a man after my own heart.
Yes.
David may have had his rough times, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
He might have made his mistakes and made them big. But he did love the Lord with all of his heart.
Yes.
And he served him with all of his might.
Yes.
Come on, David, tell us how to please God and be an overcomer. David will tell you, and right here, I put every bit of that as a springboard to get right here. And I ain't in no hurry. I know what God's put in my heart. I'm going to deliver it this morning. David, what kind of a church do you have?
No.
Psalms 26, David said, this is the type of church I have. I've got a church and a sanctuary. I've got a temple that has an altar in it.
Yeah.
David said, I will compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all of thy wondrous works. I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth, thy house. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Is that the type of church you got, David? You better believe it. This, dear children, to you who are listening, this is the David church that will triumph in these last days and be ready when Jesus returns to get us and take us home. It's for those who, like David says, they ain't no place on this earth like God's house. They ain't nothing ever could take the place of the house of the Lord. The most important thing in this whole world is the Lord's house, where we can come and we can worship Him that has an order in it. The house of God should never be forsaken. Raise your little hand and say, let me be like David and love the place, Lord, where your honor dwelleth. Woo! I don't know about you, but I got my biggest blessings sometimes in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. I tell you, when you worship Him and you praise and give your praises and send them up, the glory of God comes down. God ain't dead this morning. His church, Brother Jason, is still alive. Woo! She still got the breath of God in her. She still got the Holy Ghost leading her. She's a walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. And sacrificing to Him in this day and time we're living in.
Amen.
Amen. Mom.
No place I'd rather be than in His presence.
Right.
I was glad, David said, when they said unto me,
Let us
go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, to be there, to experience His glory and feel His love and His presence. Come on now, there's strength in the house of God.
Yes.
I said you can find strength and a renewing in the house of the Lord. It's a house of prayer also.
Yes.
I love it because the altar's there. David said, I come past thine altar, O Lord. It's there that I bring my gift to thee. Have you all done it before?
Yes.
That you love and cherish your church and you come to give God something. You come to give Him your time and you're offering your gift of praise. It's there at the altar where I lay my offering and give myself to you, O Lord. It's there at the altar that I get help.
Yeah.
The Lord meets me there. How many's ever had the Lord to meet you at the altar?
Yes.
At the altar. I find my strength at thine altar, O God. It's there in the congregation of the Lord's house. Listen, in the congregation of the Lord's house that my feet standeth in an even place.
Right. Yeah.
Because you see, when I'm faithful to the house of the Lord, I've got security. I get established. and I'm made strong. I won't have to worry about sliding when I'm faithful to the Lord's house. Your honor is there, O God. You come and you grace us with your presence.
Yes.
I want to say this morning, I'm glad for our church, and I cried when I wrote this. You can almost see it here on the pages.
Yes.
I'm glad for the Spirit of the Lord, and I'm glad for our people here. Stay with me. I'm glad, and I am thankful, Brother Jason, for a good pastor. I got it written right here.
Right, right.
I'm glad for a good pastor that God gave us.
Hey, Georgia.
To shepherd us, Brother Jason, honest, you have fed us through these years
right.
since we've been here.
Lord. Yes.
Little buddy, my friend, my pastor, my dear brother, and God's pastor, God's shepherd. Honestly, I feel him. You have fed us.
Yes.
And that's the reason we are what we are, and we are where we are, is because of the Word.
Word of God.
The vision. The tears that went behind it, and the preparation, and stood here behind this blessed sacred desk, and fed us.
Yes.
And we've carried those messages home and filled our pockets full of the bread and the corn and went home stronger and had something to keep us grateful and praising and
praise.
It's worth it, Brother Tom, like you said a while ago. It's worth every tear, every trial,
yeah.
every time I've made myself go and press. It's worth it.
Worth it.
It's, heaven's going to be worth it.
Right.
Come on. I'm telling somebody this morning, right here's where I want to get. Let's stay in a day to church. Let's keep a day to church. Let's keep the Spirit alive. Let's keep the Holy Ghost in among us. Don't get discouraged now. Come on, the Lord is just as real, Brother Tom, as he's ever been. He's just as now as he's ever been. Oh, give him a wave offering. You out there that's watching this morning, give the Lord a wave offering. I want to be in a true church. I want to be where my soul will be fed. I want to hear the songs of Zion sung. Hallelujah. And see hands raised up. I want to feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to see the Lord move in the altar service.
Come on, read.
Don't lose your desire. Don't lose your vision. Come on, come on, come on. You'll move over just a little bit. I'll help you carry your load. Hey, God. I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. There's no place like my church. Say it with me. There's no place like my church. You won't find these blessings like this at home.
No.
Come on. Come on. Underscore it right here. Put a line and a star by it. You will not find the blessings like this at your home. It's here that we come, we worship together, and we love, and we share, and we grow, and we get stronger and stronger. It's in the house of the Lord. We build our faith as we wait for the Lord's return. I've tried my best to get my cousin to get in church. Son, he's younger than I am. Get in church and serve God. Give your heart to the Lord and live for Him. I've even invited him. And the last time was strong to reach out to him and to tell him, you know, heaven's real, serve God. Get ready for eternity. He said, I'm all right, Tommy. He said, I'm a bedside Baptist. He said, I watch the TV preachers turn it on for just a little bit. And I watch them. And then I go and lay down and go to sleep. I want to tell you, oh, the TV preachers, for the most part, they'll send your soul to hell. It ain't nothing out there but charismatics. They'll take your money and fill their coffers and fill their pockets and buy them a multi-million-dollar airplane and a jet. They'll build their condos on the beach line. I'm telling you, and these are the saw churches, but give me a church. Give me a David church that'll sell out unto the Lord. It's Jesus or nothing.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You can't tell me they'll feed your soul. Like a man of God in a good ordained house of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I come to where you can be fed and conviction with all sinners. And the altar people comes a-weeping at the altar saying, Lord, I need help. It's in your house, Lord. I feel the message is coming forth and you're dealing with me in your house, oh God. There's no distractions here in the house of God. Spiritual. It's a spiritual atmosphere.
Yeah.
I want to ask you again. I'm not in no hurry. I'm stirred, Brother Jason. Are you stirred?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of church do y'all go to? What kind do you belong to? Are you in a Saul church or are you in a David church?
Thank you.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Gets quiet, don't it?
Yeah.
It's real. Come on, Jesus. Stir our hearts. Where do you stand with God this morning? Where are you at? Where are you at?
Come on.
Where are you standing at?
David said, my feet standeth in an even place in the congregation. I'm anchored.
Right.
There's comfort in the house of God. This is what you need. That's what a lot of people ain't getting. I try to invite people, but they'll go their own way. They'll say, I'm all right. I'm all right. But have you got the love of God in you? Have you been born again? I'm not talking about you joined the church. Do you belong in God? Is Christ in you? You need God's house and God's fellowship of the saints and the Holy Ghost moving in the midst to help you.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider one another to provoke what? That means to stir up. Let us consider one another to provoke and stir up one another unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more. There you go. So much the more. More and more. As you see that day approaching, what day? The Lord's coming.
Right.
You need your brother. I want to tell y'all, you need your sister. You need their testimonies. You need the Word of God. You need an altar. You need the Spirit of the Lord. You need God's house.
Yes.
This is David's church. It means more than sending your money and your tithes to a preacher.
Yeah.
On TV.
Right.
Woo!
My. Oh.
So won't you find you a real good church with a real good man of God leading it that's got a heart for the people, and won't you back the house of God and pay your tithes and your offerings to the house of God.
Right.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel him this morning.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will turn this off and they won't agree with it. But you will see in the days ahead, if Jesus tarries his coming, you will see more and more people giving up and swooning and falling by the wayside. The Saul church is losing something.
Right.
But David's church, and I want to raise your little hand, praise him. I want to be in a David church, God. Lord, when that trumpet sounds, oh God, I want to be in a David church. In ending this, are you identified with a David church? You love to worship the Lord with all of your heart and be in his house?
Yes.
Do you?
Come on.
You love the singing?
Come on.
And can't hardly wait to get here, and the rejoicing and the praying around the altar? You love to hear the testimonies of others and love to feel the presence of God in the midst of your brothers and sisters.
Oh God.
You come to hear the Word of God as it's proclaimed from the pulpit, and it feeds your soul. and you're growing stronger and stronger in your heart, waiting and longing for Jesus to come, as they want to come with a song this morning? Or are you acquainted with and connected with a Saul church? Do you find yourself in a Saul church getting weaker and weaker? No true power and presence of God. Yeah, there might be music and a lot of talent, but there's no anointing and no conviction and no holiness. No drawing power to bring sinners to repentance. No real victory and joy in a Saul church. The Lord don't abide there. He's gone. He's gone. The tragic end to the backslidden King Saul. He went out to battle his enemies, Brother Jason. Thought that he was in. I still got God. The Spirit of the Lord was missing in his life. The enemies he once fought and won now was stronger than he was. They wounded him. The Philistines pulled back a bow and shot an arrow, pierced him. He had no power to stand, and he fell on his own sword and took his life. He died empty and powerless. I don't want to die and leave this world without God and powerless without Jesus. Oh God, give me a David spirit. Come on, before she sings. God, give me a David dedication and a David spirit. I want to be in a David church. Psalms 92:13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. As she sings, anybody wants to pray, you can get on your knees or bow your head where you are and say, Jesus, it's coming to the very end, right down to the wire. I want the true, and I want the genuine. I want to be ready, Lord, faithful on my post of duty.
Keep your eyes upon me.
Draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you. Draw me, please, God.
Many friends I do not want have lost. They have lost their vision of Him.
Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord, help us.
As we travel on, this pilgrim way, we have burnouts and heartaches.
Oh yes, Lord. Trying times, trials,
with the vision of Jesus and heaven in you. Our cross is much lighter.
Yes, Lord. Please don't lose your vision.
Your vision of Jesus.
Look to the Lord, look to the Lord.
Many friends
run to Jesus, run.
Don't ever turn back. Just keep traveling on.
Don't turn back.
There's nothing in this world but sin. Don't ever turn back. Blessed you is your vision.